You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. After holding the Midwest and Pacific sectionals in Michigan last year, Kalamazoo has been chosen as the host city for the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships in 2016. Synchronized skating is basically what it sounds like. Figure skating with a lot more people. Western Michigan University's skating team is hoping to bring home first place, just like it did in 2004. That's the same year the team lost its varsity status due to budget cuts. I paid a visit to the team as they were finishing up their senior training camps at Lawson Ice Arena. Even though it's a club sport without varsity-level funding, the WMU team is still able to compete with top skaters around the country under U.S. figure skating regulations. Both Western senior and collegiate divisions are going to this year's championships in Rhode Island. The senior team competes at a slightly higher skill level than collegiate. Alyssa Suter is Western's coach. She says the reigning national champs at Miami University of Ohio are probably the collegiate team's biggest competitors.
The last time they've been beaten at a national level was by Western Michigan back in 2004. So I think for us that's always been a big goal to have in mind long term. But, you know, every college team that we compete against for the collegiate level is, you know, very competitive, and it's really a growing division. For our senior team, I think our biggest competition is ourselves, and, you know, just to see our own senior program growing, I think, is a big goal for us.
Suter says synchronized skating is becoming almost as popular as its cousins, figure skating and ice dancing.
You see a lot of clubs where they start at the basic skating level and they introduce those young skaters to synchronized skating right off the get-go, as well as individual skating. You hear a lot more talk about synchronized skating going to the Olympic level, and I think that's raised a lot of interest for individual skaters to go the synchronized skating route.
Suter says U.S. figure skating has also loosened the rules to allow coaches more creativity in their routines. She says just this year, the organization allowed Olympic skaters to perform to music with lyrics, breaking an almost 90-year rule. WMU skater Amelia Sigelski says Western is one of many teams pushing the boundaries of what synchronized skating can be. Last year's routines were a good example.
We skated to an African tribe theme for collegiate, the Hunger Games for senior, and it's a man's world for a senior as well, and I would say that all of those programs were my favorite. They were just so fun to compete, and we were able to grow technically as well as artistically.
Sigelski says she's graduating this year, but there's still a chance she could take part in the 2016 championships.
You are required to be a full-time student, but in our senior division, you can continue to compete even after college.
Like Sigelski, more than half of Western skaters are from out of state. But Suter says the synchronized skating team would bring in more outside talent if they had varsity status.
Two clubs that we definitely lose skaters to are the ones that are, you know, within 5 hours. We have Miami of Ohio, which is a varsity program, home to three teams. And we also have Adrian College, which is basically next door. And, you know, those are both programs, I think, that are good examples to see what a varsity status can do and how many skaters it can really pull in.
The U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships are coming to Kalamazoo's Wings Stadium in 2016. Western Michigan University skate team will start its season after Labor Day. The team will be going to this year's national championships in February in Rhode Island. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.